This is Fresh Air. The novelist Tom Clancy died last year, but his most famous character, CIA analyst Jack Ryan, gets a new backstory in Jack Ryan: Shadow Recruit. The film stars Chris Pine as the young Ryan, Keira Knightley, and Kenneth Branagh, who also directed it. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
A franchise is what we used to call a Burger King or a Shell station. But nowadays, the word appears more often in relation to movies. The Star Wars franchise, the Hunger Games franchise, the Jack Ryan franchise, or in the case of Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, the Jack Ryan franchise reboot. I don't know what's more depressing, that what fires up studio execs is the hunt for a new franchise, or that critics have adopted this business lingo uncritically. Maybe a business reporter would be the best person to talk about Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit. From an artistic standpoint, I found it competent, moderately suspenseful, and without a single surprise, apart from the fact that its director is Kenneth Branagh, who's come a long, grim way from his film directing debut in the late 80s, Shakespeare's Henry V. Come to think of it, that was a remake, and the Henry character appeared in two other plays, though I'm confident Shakespeare never referred to the Henry franchise. Jack Ryan is no Henry. Created by the late novelist Tom Clancy, he's a Wall Street guy turned CIA agent turned action hero. He's appeared in four big movies. The Hunt for Red October starred Alec Baldwin, who gave up Ryan and was replaced by Harrison Ford in Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger. Then came a reboot called The Sum of All Fears with Ben Affleck. It did pretty well, but didn't lead to more movies. Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit launches a new storyline with a young Jack Ryan played by Chris Pine, who's also the young Captain Kirk in the reboot of the Star Trek franchise for the same studio, Paramount. He's the go-to franchise guy, I guess, though I'm not sure why. He's a good enough actor. He seethes credibly and moves well, but there's nothing funky or idiosyncratic about him. He's just a guy. The movie begins with Ryan as a student at the London School of Economics when the planes hit the World Trade Center. So he joins the Marines and gets shot down in Afghanistan. As he's rolled into the emergency room, a Marine says Ryan personally dragged two survivors out of the plane, and the doctor says, "With a broken back?" The message is, this guy isn't just an economics wonk, he's the man. As Ryan struggles to walk at Walter Reed Medical Center, Kevin Costner shows up and offers him a CIA job, undercover in a Wall Street firm. 10 years later, he uncovers a Russian plot to destroy the U.S. economy, and in no time, he's dispatched to Moscow to confront the likely mastermind, played by Branagh himself. The movie is slow and plodding until an attempt on Ryan's life and the first brutal gun and fisticuffs scene, which is mostly shot in jangly close-ups. Then Ryan's doctor girlfriend, played by Keira Knightley, shows up in Moscow because she doesn't know he's CIA and thinks he's having an affair. She's quickly embroiled in the cloak and dagger stuff, leading to a quarrel that's the only memorable scene in the picture, thanks in part to Costner's expert underplaying.
You're not involving her in this.
You involved me in this by not telling
me. You got
to
get her out of here. Send her home.
Well, what are you going to tell Sheriffin that I'm home?
These are dangerous people, Kathy. You cannot be here.
If you told me who you really were,
I took an oath. I took an oath. I couldn't tell you unless we were married. Oh, you wouldn't marry
that's
me.
That's why you wanted to marry me? So that you could tell somebody you were in the
CIA? Come on, of course not.
You lied to me for 3 years and you were good at it. I think you actually enjoyed it.
Can we have a minute, please?
No, you can't.
I would like to talk to Jack.
This is
Lowe,
geopolitics.
Please.
It's not couples therapy.
Do I really have to remind you what's at stake here, Jack? There's a very real scenario here where we don't get out of this alive. Any of us.
That scene is the start of a long and clever third act that begins in a fancy Moscow restaurant and ends in the Hudson River. That third act has decent fights, noisy car chases, and the usual ticking time bomb. I found a lot of holes in the plot, though to point them out here would spoil too much. But espionage movies are often fun. It's the brainy popcorn genre. And Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit hits its marks. The problem is the marks themselves. They're too low. Mission Impossible, the Bourne series, TV's 24, they're all more gripping. And the last Mission Impossible movie, Ghost Protocol, directed by Brad Bird, was sensational. Kenneth Branagh brings no style to Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit, and no heart. For once, that business word, franchise, seems all too apt.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our assistant producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directed today's show with assistance from John Myers. I'm Terry Gross.